Hey you, and welcome to the What's Up Nairobi podcast. I am your host, Joe Gotho. So I hope you've had yourself a good start to the year. This is our first official episode of the year, and I'm very, very much excited to be back on the podcast. And I really can't say we did much over the last couple of episodes, but it's a perfect time to start, or it's a perfect time to continue that which I had in mind when I started the podcast. And today I know, it's almost the end of January, we can still call it a new year because you're still in the first year the first month, I mean, of the year. And I know new years are usually a representative of new beginnings. We all have our resolutions, the things we want to do, if it means things that we want to start totally afresh, the things that we were not maybe able to do last year, that now the new year presents for us to be able to maybe take on and maybe achieve this year, and also those things that we want to put a stop or an end to. And as we talk about new beginnings, I'm kind of starting with something from our past, and that is, we'll be talking about our exes here, not really into detail, but something around that. From the title, I think you have an idea of what we are going to be talking about. And if not, then I think I'm going to be doing my best to make sense out of that topic. It's something that I really did spend a lot of time thinking about. It's something that has intrigued me over the years, and I really haven't really spoken about it. It was meant to be a post or something, that an article on the blog, but I thought, why not talk about it? Because I feel like I have quite a few pointers around this discussion. So let's get right into it. So welcome to the What's Up Nairobi podcast. This is season 1, episode 3. So when we talk about our type, I think I am not sure whether we are born with a type, or we kinda grow to like this particular type of person. Some people might also say that we develop a kind of liking to somebody or this type of person, maybe from the people in our lives. Like maybe for my case, maybe for having grown up next to my mother and seeing the woman she is, then whoever that I fall for or tend to like kind of gets to be similar to my mom, not to maybe as long as that is not so much on the side whereby you're typically looking for your mom. But I think a lot of discussions have been had in that area of, like, sometimes men tend to look for their mothers in the women that they fall for or in love with, or they decide to settle down with. And I don't know if the same the same applies to women when it comes to men, that kinda are similar to how their dads are. But I believe a big part of like, for in my case, in my opinion, a big part of the people that we like, the people we want to maybe be around in a romantic way, a big part of that for me, I feel it just comes naturally. You know, like, there are people who will tell you just like what you like, and when I think of my first serious relationship, we happened to go to the same tuition, and by tuition, these are the extra classes that we would take during the holidays just to maybe improve your academics. I think when, I don't know if nowadays that still happens, but when I was growing up, that was something that was very common. Ironically, during your holiday, you would like find another school whereby now you, yes, I think the only advantage was the fact that we didn't have to wear our uniform to this tuition. But for me, I think basically, come to think about it now, it was just another school away from school. And this is where I met this lady in question. And she kind of caught my attention. I don't know if I would really go into details to what really caught my attention, but I think she just stood out, you know. I even remember how much we were kind of in the same hall. It was one hall that was split into different classes. How that used to work, I have no idea, but it worked. It was like basically a hall that was carrying like three different classes. There was form one, form two, or form three, or something like that, yeah. And she was in a different stream or class from me. I think I was one year ahead of her. And since now we are sharing the same hall, we're in the same hall. It's kind of we in the same class, even if you're not in the same class. And I remember there, I would literally stare at her through the classes, stare at her when she would walk in and walk out of that classroom. There was just something about her that caught my attention, yeah. And I come to think of it, I think I have been quite a brave person when it comes to approaching women ever since those days, because I remember, I don't think it took me a while for me to head over to her and just be like, hey, hi, what's your name? Can I have your number? And all that, yeah. And I remember we exchanged numbers and didn't talk much for some reason. I have no idea what happened, or maybe she didn't have a phone at that time, or whatever reason it was. I think it took a few months. It took us going back. We went back to school, and then the next time we came for our holidays, I think we kind of met by a chance on the streets. And I think from that, at first we actually did become friends. There was nothing we were not really in a relationship at first. We were honestly just friends at the beginning. I even remember I kind of dated one of her friends. I don't know if it's really dated, but I had a thing for one of her friends. We'd actually meet with the friends with her friend romantically. I remember one or two instances, and then their days would now meet with her afterwards as now our mutual friend. So at the very beginning, we were not really lovers, but how that grew to something else, I really have no idea, or I would have to really put my mind into it. But with these things, sometimes you really never understand how you transition from one thing to the next. And I think she became a big part of my life from that moment on for the next 7 or 6 years, yeah. And even during the early days when we were, I remember when we were in school, we would send letters. We coincidentally went to schools within the same county or within region, if I can say region, within the same region. So during those school functions, there are times we would meet, there are times we would find that we're having like events such as maybe the Science Congress or something else. Most of the time you'll find either they're being hosted at my school or their school, and sometimes we'd meet. So they were a big part of my life, even when I was at school. And even when we came home, I think we'd spend a lot of time together. The only time I think we kind of separated was when I was done with high school and she was still in high school. So for that period of time, we would meet during the holidays. But I remember she would sneak to the computer lab to send me a Facebook text once in a while. So we'd still talk on Facebook, sometimes on call. So we were still in touch even during that time. And now once she was done with school, we were pretty much an everyday affair. If not maybe once every 2-3 days, we would literally see each other almost every single day. And they became a very big part of I want to say who I was. Yeah, they met my mom, they used to visit, I used to visit. It was written, they were literally a very huge part of my days and my life. And at that particular time, I don't know, not seeing them or not being with them was really a big deal. Yeah. Fast forward today and ask me the last time I talked to them, the last time I saw them, I have no idea, no idea. Ask me what's going on in their lives, I have no idea. Ask me what they do for work, I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea. I think the only, to be honest, the only reason I know they are still alive is maybe bump into their activities on social media once in a while. So that's the only reason. But even that sometimes takes a long time before maybe I've seen something or anything like that. Yeah. So to talk about today's topic, I was just trying to build kind of a rough idea. And I think it's something that we can all relate to. And I think it's something that quite fascinates me that when we meet people in our lives who previous to that we had no idea they existed. Yeah, we had no idea of whom they are or what they did. And then they come into our lives and it's as if everything changes. It's as if we literally need them for our lives to function. Yeah, they become a very big part of who we are. They assist us get through so much in life, you know. They add so much value to our lives. Yeah. And at that particular time when we are enjoying life together, when we are going through things together, when things are working for us, it's as if this one person was taken away from our lives, it's like our whole purpose would go away. It's like our whole lives would not be the same. But yet, comes a time, God forbid, things no longer work for the two of you, and these people suddenly become strangers. And in the worst case scenario, they even become enemies to some people, yeah, depending on the relationship you had with this person and the reason to why you had to split ways. And I think when I sat down to think about this particular topic, it intrigued me first because it's I don't know if to use the word amazing, the fact that you can have this one person who is everything to you. You know, these are the things we tell them that you are my world, you are everything, I don't know what I'll do without you, I don't know what my life will be without you. And then comes a thing or a situation in life whereby you're cut off and they're basically not even a part of your life. You no longer talk to them, leave alone, there are people who literally don't want to talk to them. There are people who literally cut them off their lives because they now become, God forbid, a bad part of their lives, depending on the reasons why you guys separated. But I found myself thinking about this hard, thinking about how it fascinates me that you can have one part of your life where this person is everything to you. Or let's then start a bit behind that. Yeah, you can have one part of your life where this person is totally a stranger. You don't even know they exist. You don't have no idea there is such a person in this world. And then they come into your world and they are everything. You know, they feel like there is that one. They are that one piece that you've been missing for the longest time. Yeah, they become a solution for a problem you never knew existed. You know, they become a spice to your life that you never knew you needed. And then comes a time whereby they are no longer a part of your life. You know, they become sometimes a bad part of your life. They become something you want to forget. They become something you regret. They become a lesson in life, and they become strangers. They become people you no longer want to be associated with. They become a memory that you wish you could erase. You know, and for me, that in itself is fascinating, and I find myself asking, does that symbolize the fact that you can move from being somebody's stranger or basically existing in somebody's life to becoming somebody's everything or a big part of somebody's life to becoming a stranger again? You know, does that mean that duration of time when you guys were together and you were each other's everything, if that makes sense, was that really a lie? You know, was it something that was not supposed to have happened? Was it just the two of you reacting from emotions? Was it just an excitement from meeting something new, meeting a different kind of person and all that, you know? Was it even, sometimes is it even pretense from either of you or from the both of you that you really feel that this person is a big part of your life? Or is it just us, you know, sometimes like getting into these relationships, is it us trying to tick a box in our lives that we told that if you don't have somebody, if not going through these cycles of life, you've not done certain things, then you tend not to be a normal person as compared to other people? Because for me, I don't really understand how that graph can be that, I don't know, skewed, you know, from 0 to 100 and then from 100 to 0, and all these things with that we say and tell this other person, yeah, all these feelings that we feel when we are with this person, you know, are they usually genuine feelings? Are they things that come genuinely to us? The things we tell them, you know, the things we feel, you know, the experiences that we go through, do they really mean something? And should we feel bad and blame ourselves sometimes when things don't work out at the end, you know? Is it something, you know, like, should we be guilty of something? Yeah? And what lessons should we learn when we drastically move from strangers to lovers to strangers again? What lesson do we take away from these things? Should we feel bad for having loved this person that maybe for whatever reason turned out to be the person that we thought they were? Is how do we know whose fault it is, if at all there is anybody's fault, you know? These are all the questions that I do ask myself, and it really intrigues me to think of that whole cycle of lovers to strangers, strangers to lovers and then lovers to strangers. For me, it's a phenomenon that keeps on bugging my brain. It's a conversation that I thought I should have with you, and I think it's a conversation you should have with someone else and see what you're able to get out of it. And I would really love to hear from you and get to understand what is it that intrigues you when it comes to that whole arrangement, you know? What are your experiences in life, if you've had that experience with somebody? What did you get out of it, if you with your exes, you know? Do you have to be strangers, and what leads you to be strangers? If you've not become strangers afterwards, how have you been able to do that, eh? And how is the whole experience, and what would be your advice to people breaking up or trying to fix something that is not fixable, you know? Is it better for you to become strangers, or is it better for you to try and maybe be friends or keep in touch or something like that, you know? Maybe talk me through the confusion. Let me get to hear what your thoughts are. Yeah. So thank you so much for hopping on to the podcast, despite me having been away for some time. And thank you for listening in today's episode. I hope I have intrigued you. And I think this first episode was supposed to be a conversation starter. Even with my previous podcast, my biggest goal was one, that this podcast to be one that leaves you with something in mind to think about, and most importantly, maybe challenges you to start a conversation with somebody else, you know, to sit down with somebody and be like, I was listening to this podcast, and this guy was talking about this and this, and it got me thinking. And that begins a conversation that maybe from that you get to learn something, or you get to understand somebody else's reasoning, you know. And of course, the whole goal for the podcast is, maybe as most of the of these episodes, I don't intend to be alone, because I feel like most of the times we get a lot out of conversations rather than talking, you know. Sometimes, yes, it's good to have an input, but sometimes it's also too important to be silent and listen to another person's input. We're able to learn something from that, and hopefully I'll be having guys on the podcast pretty soon for their upcoming episodes. But for these first ones, I think I do need to do a little bit of housekeeping. First of all, I think if I'm getting back to this whole cycle of recording and all that, so there are a few things that might not be in order. Maybe trying to work on the intro and settle on something, settle on maybe a theme song or a theme audio or something, come up with a good outro and all that. You know, these are things that I think we or I will figure out as we go on with future episodes. If the audio again, I've been struggling with whatever microphone I was recording. It's served me for a very long time, and I'm starting to feel like it may not be the best. So those are things maybe I may need to take care of as we move. But for now, I think the most important thing was to do this episode this year, so that it serves as a beginning, as a starting point for what is yet to come. And thank you very much for being part of this start, and I hope we will be together for the rest of the podcast. So thank you very much for being here today. Again, the podcast is available on Spotify at the moment, and it's also available on Apple Podcasts. Again, if you don't have all those platforms, you can simply log on to whatsappnairobi.co.ke and you will be able to get the podcast from there. Again, if these and future episodes do mean something to you, if they inspire you to have a conversation, if you're able to learn something, or these are simply something that you find entertaining, please feel free to share with your friends so that they can also hop on and we can build this community. Again, I'm always looking forward to hearing from you in regards to maybe the topics that we have in each episode. So you can always comment on Spotify or on the website. You can leave a comment, a suggestion. If again you'd like maybe to come on to the podcast, you can do that request on in either of those platforms. So until the next episode and the next time we have a conversation, do have yourself a lovely, lovely, lovely time.